You know, it's funny. I took a shower right before I came out to the office today, and my hair froze over.
WOMY Oneonta. It's really cold.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Jesse, you must listen to WOMY 90.9 FM on the end. Don't touch that dial. Jesse, keep it locked.
For an ill child, a wish is so much more than a simple dream or an unattainable goal. A wish is hope. Hope for a better, beautiful future. Hope for a brighter tomorrow. A wish is strength. The strength to fight and overcome. A wish is a way for kids to see themselves in a different light. A wish can help save a child's life. Because where there's a wish, there's a way. Donate to the Make-A-Wish Foundation today and help turn a child's wish into reality.
Hey everyone, happy Wednesday, and thanks so much for tuning in to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. My name's Meg, this is my very first show, and I am so excited to be here. Today we'll start off with some Pixies. This is She Weird?
Yeah. it off, but it's all okay.
That was Bada Spouse's Float On, and I think it's a good reminder that everything will work out. You're listening to my show, Sonder City, and I hope everyone is having a great week so far.
With you. every second counts. I don't wanna talk to you anymore. All these little games, you can call me by the name I gave you yesterday.
That was Claro's Bags. And up next, I have a song that my dad put me onto. I don't know if you guys have dads with excellent music tastes, but I certainly do. And this is a song by Placebo.
Your body's rent, my body's broken, your still living with your ghost. Lonely and dreaming of the West Coast. I don't want to be your downtown. I don't want to be your stupid game. With my big black boots and an old suitcase, I do believe I'll find myself a new place. I don't want to be the bad guy. I don't want to do your sleepwalk dance anymore. I just want to see some palm trees. I will try and shake away this disease. We can live beside the ocean.
Was Santa Monica, and this next song is really one that reminds me of a particular pet that I loved. I really miss my rabbits. They are at home, and my mom just sent me a video of them watching, and I'm so excited to see them. This is Brandy, You're a Fine Girl.
Western Bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, Brandy, fetch another round. She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
Brandy, you're a fine girl. What a good wife you would be.
Such a
Brandy walks through a silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
Now here's some divorced dad rock for you.
I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing. Tired of living like a blind man. I'm sick of sight without a sense of feeling. And this is how you remind me. This is how you remind me of what I really am. This is how you remind me.
Here's another song that my dad put me on to.
Thank you. simple every time. Fresh and deep as oceans new. Shiver at the sight of you. I sing a soft tune, pure and simple over you.
Was Tom Petty's I Won't Back Down. I really grew up on Tom Petty, and I saw him about a month before he passed, so it was a really rough passing for my family, for sure. And I actually remember when I first learned to play the ukulele, learning all of his songs, weirdly enough. But thanks again for tuning in.
An earthquake, birds and snakes, an airplane, and Lenny Bruce is not afraid. I have a hurricane, listen to yourself, churn world, serves its own needs, dummy, serve your own.
and Lester Bangs, birthday party, cheesecake, jelly bean, Bermuda, symbiotic, patriotic, slam, but neck, right?
This next one is for Guitar George.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime, sound of the river, you stop and you hold everything. Band is blowing Dixie, double fall time. You feel alright when you hear the music ring. Well, now you step inside, but you don't see too many faces. Coming in out of the rain, they hear the jazz. In other places, but the horns, they blowing that sound way on down south. Guitar George, he knows all the chords, but he's strictly rhythm, he doesn't want to make it cry or sing. If then an old guitar is all he can afford, when he gets up under the lights to play his thing.
ordained. We are the sultans. We are the sultans of swing.
This will be my last song. Thanks again for tuning in to Sonder City, and I hope you all have a wonderful, happy, healthy, and safe Thanksgiving.
Thank you for listening to WOMY Oneonta. Keep it. Oh no, it's here! What's gonna happen? No! I broke it! No, what's happening? We need to stop the spread of underdeveloped communist video games for children.
For my interview, I decided to make my topic about senior year in college, as well as how it's been affected due to the pandemic.
So now that I am a senior in college, I would tell my freshman self to eat healthy, go to sleep at normal times.
When you have a roommate that you don't like, you have to make the best of it. Instead of try to burn bridges, you got to try to fix them and be friendly with them.
To join more clubs and make friends. That way I add more to add to my resume.
Don't pick the school just for the name of it and for the prestige that it is. Rather, to make yourself happier and be with your own friends. So I definitely would have started out at Oneonta to begin with.
I think it's super important to look for and take classes that you enjoy. After Oneonta, I actually transferred to UAlbany, so I'm currently taking classes that I love, and I think they teach me more than just the core information that most colleges offer.
I wouldn't change anything in the last 4 years because things happened for a reason, and I was supposed to do the things that I did and meet the people I met.
I would change the amount of effort I put into my classes, and I would have tried harder to get a better grade so my GPA would be higher.
It would be to stay as a adolescent education major instead of switching to sport management and changing my degree for like the fifth time.
Due to the pandemic, I would say that there is a lot of changes in college life, and it's a lot of adjusting for everyone.
It's been rough. I'm student teaching right now, and I'm completely all online. When the past 3.5 years, I was training to be in-person student teaching.
Since the pandemic, I appreciate face-to-face classes more. As much as I hated waking up early and having to sit in a classroom, I learned better that way. Learning through a screen is a whole different experience from sitting in a classroom. There are so many distractions at home, and I always feel behind on assignments.
Definitely the social aspect. While taking online classes has not affected me in a negative way, the best part of college is getting to meet new people and experiencing different social clubs, sports.
Hey, did you hear? The school has a radio.
What you talking about, dearie?
Pony 90.9. They play bangers only.
Ah, indubitably.
Pony 90.9 FM Oneonta. Keep it locked in.
I'm Jennifer, a retired veteran. Money's tight, but I shop right by planning my meals ahead of time. When making a shopping list, I check for ingredients I already have along with their expiration dates. I save money by buying only what I need and sticking to my list. Learn how you can shop right when money's tight. Visit snapedny.org. Save time, save money, eat healthy.
SNAP-Ed is funded by USDA Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. This institution is an equal opportunity provider.